Welcome to another edition of Hockey Prospect Radio, Season 11, Week 4, as we're getting into the hockey season and talking about some prospects. We're have a really exciting show lined up for you today, so we want to get right at it and let the guests do all the analysis for us. So we're really excited and happy to bring in Jarmo Kekäläinen, the general manager of the Columbus Blue Jackets. And Jarmo, I know you're a scout at heart, so it's always fun for you to talk about the prospects and get out and see some of the kids. So you must be pretty pleased over the last couple of years of some of the players you got overall within your stable.
Yeah, it's a fun part of this business to see the young players grow. As a matter of fact, I was in Cleveland yesterday watching our farm team play and some of the picks and how they're doing and getting off to a good start there and growing as young hockey players. So, yeah, you're absolutely right. That's fun to see.
Well, Jarmo, I want to ask you about one of your first round picks last year in Zach Werenski. He was a player that, you know, both Russ and I had watched really closely. He was a player that intrigued me because he just seemed to do everything exceptionally well. There wasn't anything that sort of wowed you and distracted you from everything else that he does. And I just find he may project into one of those players as a glue defenseman for you, as perhaps a number two that does you can put in every situation and a coach can rely upon because he's, well, reliable.
he's certainly a big part of our future, and we're really excited to have Zach and our prospects there. And it's proven to me in the 2.5 years that I've spent in this job that it's really hard to acquire defensemen any other way but to draft them and develop them. It's, you look at all the best teams in the league, and they usually have very good defense, especially the top four, the top two, and nobody wants to give those guys away. And usually they're locked up a lot before they ever enter the agency. So we're excited to have Zach, and we're certainly looking forward to drafting a defenseman at 8 if the best player in our team was a defenseman that was available at that time. And we had Zach Werenski very high on the list, and they were happy to get him there.
Yeah, I mean, I love his strong, fast skating, the way he can muscle players off the puck. Already, he's 6'2", you know, around 215, and for the NCAA ranks, he's already having to play very tough hockey, very physical hockey. Good two-way game, excellent vision. You know, by the end of this, just because you got him third in the draft doesn't mean he can't be the best defenseman either. He's got so much upside.
Yeah, well, I mean, time will always tell, but he's certainly physically, he's a very mature young man. He's physically ready, probably right at the draft time, to play in the National Hockey League, and he decided to go back to Michigan, and he will further develop this year. I'm sure he'll be getting more and more responsibility in the early reports that we're getting from the games that he's played so far, is that he's taken another step in his development and is playing a very big role for his team. And I intend to get to see him a few times this year for sure when the schedule permits. World Junior will be another challenge for him, obviously, this year. He's not a real young defenseman anymore as he was last year.
Right.
Making that team as a 17-year-old, now he's expected to carry a bigger load and play a bigger role on that team. So that'll be another good challenge for him. And this whole year will be great for his learning and growing. And then we'll see where he's at.
Jarmo, one of the next guys I want to ask you about, I watched him very closely at the under-18s when I was in Switzerland last year, and that's Gabriel Carlson. He's like a lanky defensive defenseman who I thought just made a real smart first pass, good hockey sense, and you know, was pretty mobile. And it was a guy that just seemed to just be in the right place at the right time and just get in the way and disrupt a lot of the offensive opportunities for the forwards that came against him. And I thought he just quietly played a really good tournament there. What were the things that sort of stood up for you when you got the chance to watch him play?
Well, he's a mobile 6'4" defenseman who can, like as you said, he gets in the passing lanes and intercepts passes with his hockey sense and anticipation, and he's very mobile for that size. He needs to get a lot stronger, so we're going to be patient with his development And he's playing in the Swedish Elite League. And while he's not playing maybe top minutes, but he's playing every game and playing solid minutes, actually scored his first goal yesterday. And hopefully he will grow into a bigger role during the year. And he's on the Swedish team in this November tournament trying to make the World Junior team this year. So you know, he might be a bit raw still, but we believe he has a lot of upside with his size, mobility, and hockey sense to make the first pass out of the zone. And it's become such a crucial skill for any good forward group in the National Hockey League to have defensemen that can make that first pass quickly out of the zone and quickly in the neutral zone to get your transition game going. And so, he's another guy that we're expecting to grow into a good NHL player in the near future.
Yeah, I mean, when you see a kid like this at 6'4", you probably think, well, in a few years, his frame will fill out. He's already a good skater, already a good puck mover. And those are two of the most important things in today's game, right?
Yeah, absolutely. It doesn't matter how good your forwards are, if the defenseman can't move the puck to them. And transition games, if you want to create odd man situations, 2-on-1s or 3-on-2s, the defense has to be able to read that play and move the puck right up to the forwards when that opportunity arises. So, and also, if you want to defend well, the key is to get out of the zone as quickly as possible. So defensemen are very important, and as I said, they're very hard to come by in trades. And so you better draft and develop good defensemen if you want to have good defense.
You're listening to Hockey Prospect Radio on Sirius XM NHL Network Radio. I'm Shane Malloy. Along with me is Russ Cohn. We're speaking with Jarmo Kekäläinen, general manager of the Columbus Blue Jackets, about some prospects in their system. And Jarmo, I want to get your thoughts on your second-round pick last year in Paul Bittner. When I got a chance to watch him play, there were some scuttlebutt around that he should probably produce more offense based on the players he was playing with last year. And I sort of countered that with saying, well, he doesn't get top-line power play time. And I said, so he doesn't get that type of opportunity. But you look at his point production, 72-73% of his points came 5-on-5. And when I'm watching a player, I'm more intrigued with him if he can produce 5-on-5 and not in an easier situation on power play. What was the thing that sort of stood out to you when you got a chance to watch Paul play?
I actually got to see him quite a bit because Oliver Bjorkstrand was there and we wanted to monitor his development fairly closely last year. And what impressed me about Paul Bittner last year was obviously his size and skating. Anybody can see that. He's a big guy who can skate well. But he also was able to play with those two guys on that line, with Patan and Bjorkstrand, who have top-level hockey sense, and think on the same wavelength with those two guys is not an easy task. So he was able to do that, he's developed a solid two-way game. He impressed us a lot last summer in the development camp after we had drafted him, and he's just steadily gotten better and better with his performance in Lake Placid and then with our rookie team in Traverse City. Just recently read some reports from our scouts that he's playing extremely well in the Western League this year again.
I love how he can score down low. I like his one-timer. He's got a really fast release on his wrist shot, and I find him to be a very good defensive player already.
Yeah, his release and his wrist shot is definitely one of his strengths. And with speed and size coming off the wing and releasing that shot, it's going to be one thing he's gonna have to do on the pros too, and use his size and reach to drive to the net. Probably an area where he can improve on too, just to realize that size and reach and use it to his advantage is a big part of where I see him developing into a power forward in the future. But he can think the game. He's got the character to get better, and we like a lot of things about Paul.
Yeah, Jarmo, that's one thing I like about him as well, is he scores consistently clutch goals. Like 50% of his goals last year were when it mattered most, with a game-winning or a first goal. And is this something that you think he can translate into the NHL moving forward?
Well, I mean, you're always looking for players that play at their best level when the games are on the line, when the pressure is there, when the when somebody's required or expected to rise to the occasion. Obviously, that's a very good quality in the player, and Paul's shown that in the past that he's got that ability. So definitely looking at that as a mental strength part of his game. But as a young player, he's got many different areas to improve on, but the one thing that has impressed me about him is that he's willing to work.
Well, Yarmo, stay with us, and we're going to take off for a quick break. When we come back, we'll continue to talk about the Columbus Blue Jackets prospects right after these important messages.
Don't cry, don't raise your eyes.
Welcome back to Hockey Prospect Radio on Sirius XM NHL Network Radio. I'm Shane Malloy. Along with me is Russ Cohn. We're speaking with Jarmo Kekäläinen, general manager of the Columbus Blue Jackets, about some prospects in their system. And Jarmo, the next guy we want to chat with you about is Sonny Milano. I know Russ was talking a little bit about him off air, who was a first-round pick for you in 2014 and is now getting his first full taste in the American Hockey League. And talk about his progression from the Ontario Hockey League into the American Hockey League, because that sometimes is a bit of a daunting task, even for the most skilled of young players, because it's all of a sudden you're playing against men in a fast, tough, skilled league.
Yeah, it's certainly a big step. Sonny got a little taste of it last year when he went after his OHL season to Springfield and played 10 games with our team there last year, and he did very well. So we felt that he was ready for the next step. We just wanted to get hands-on with his development more when our team, farm team, moved into Cleveland. And it's only about 2 hours away from us, so we could get a live look at Sonny many times this year, and I actually got one last night in Cleveland when they played the Charlotte Checkers. And Sonny put in a lot of work this summer to get stronger so that he'd be physically ready for this challenge. It's off to a pretty good start with the team there. They're 4-1, I believe, right now. And Sonny's playing in good minutes, playing power play. And the 5-on-5 still has got a lot to learn, but the coaching staff's working with him every day, and he's progressing fine.
Yeah, it's hard to teach a guy what he has with the gift with his hands. He really has great hands. He's a coachable kid, but he's very tenacious in the offensive zone, which I like, and really good in the dirty areas too.
Yeah, he's not afraid of the hard areas. That's for sure. He can hold on to the puck, protect it in traffic, and he'll get his nose into the goal scoring areas as well. I think that the one thing that he needs to do is just to simplify his game a little bit, a little more straight lines in the pro side of hockey. He loves to make plays. Sonny loves to make plays. He sees the ice so well. But in the pros, the cute little plays that might have worked in junior, they don't always work. Guys are great at knocking down pucks off the air and intercepting passes. And especially when you get to the NHL level, those things result in a turnover, and when a turnover turns into a 3-on-2, it's usually in the back of your net, and that results in sitting more at the end of the bench. So those are the things that Sonny needs to learn a little bit, just to simplify. We know that he can make great plays, and we know he can see the ice, he knows his hands, and all those things. Just got to pick the right time to do that, and don't always have to make a play out of every time you touch the puck. Sometimes it's just, putting the puck into the right areas to get it back rather than holding on to it and trying to make a play when it's in the risky areas or the percentages are low.
You're listening to Hockey Prospect Radio on Sirius XM NHL Network Radio. I'm Shane Malloy. Along with me is Russ Cohn. We're speaking with Jarmo Kekäläinen, general manager of the Columbus Blue Jackets. Jarmo, I want to ask you about a defenseman that you guys took out of the Western Hockey League in Dylan Hetherington. You know, big strapping kid at 6'4", well over 200 pounds, who, you know, perhaps more in terms of a style as a defensive defenseman, but just seems like a guy that a coach can rely upon on the penalty killer, or you got to put him out against some top lines. What do you thought about his transition from the Western Hockey League into, you know, three or four games into the American Hockey League?
It's been good. He's full of character. Dylan's full of character. He works. He committed a big part of the summer into our strength and conditioning program, got bigger and stronger, and he's a good skater for a guy that size. Hard to play against because he competes and he's physical. Just the first year pro is a challenge, and you know, he had a good year last year. Got the gold medal with Team Canada. Got a lot of good experience under his belt. Won the prospect tournament second year in a row with our team, and was a big part of it. And now he's just getting his feet wet in the pros, and he's doing well.
Yeah, he's a tough guy who won't back down. I love his long reach. His skating's real good, and he really has the ability to pass the puck quickly and accurately.
Yeah, and his mobility, his ability to skate out of trouble also helps him a lot. But mostly he's a real good defensive defenseman who's hard to play against, who takes the time and space away very efficiently with this range, his reach, and his tenaciousness. But you know, the transition game is something he can work on too, because he can join the rush as well with his skating ability. But you know, just another junior kid that needs to realize the game needs to be simple on the pro side. Simple and effective will get you out of trouble most of the time.
True.
Jarmo, when you're looking at a player like Sonny Milano and Dylan Hetherington are first-year pros. How does you and your staff manage their own personal expectations? Because sometimes the highly skilled guys just don't produce the same points as they did in junior, because it's a pro league, and you know, Dylan may have some difficulties defending that he didn't expect, you know, obviously in the American Hockey that he had in the West. And how do you help them with that emotional aspect of not getting down on their game?
Well, you know, you need to respect the American League, first of all. It's a great league. It's a challenging league for a lot of the young players, and they all realize that. Everybody's in a big hurry to get to the NHL. But you know, American League is a big challenge, and you have to first be able to show that you're one of the better players in this league, in the American League, before you can get to the National Hockey League. All starts with having the proper respect for the league that you're in, and putting in the work. And the one thing that we try to emphasize with our young guys and the expectations is that just come to work every day thinking, what can I do to get better today? And never mind the goals and the objectives of your career. Those things will happen if you just concentrate on getting better every day.
I want to ask you about Oliver Borgstrand, a player that you guys got in the third round who, you know, when his draft year was up, I was like harping on Russ to have him in the first round of my list. And we talked back and forth about this player. I just love his energy and his tenacity on the puck. I mean, he has the hockey skills in the puck sense, but I like when how he plays without the puck. And what are your thoughts on how this kid has really, you know, blown up the last couple of years and then now has jumped into the American Hockey League?
Well, he's a good hockey player. There's no question about it. You just look at his stats and you know that when you can put the puck in the net over 70 times in one season, that's pretty exceptional. And Oliver's another guy who's made a big commitment to getting stronger. He's not the biggest guy, but he's getting stronger every year. And he wants to be an NHL player, and I believe he will be a good NHL player at the proper time when his development gets there. He's taken big steps every year after we drafted him. He was pretty dominant in the Traverse City tournament this year. And now the American League is again, like I said, with Sonny and Dylan, is a great big challenge for him. It's a It's a really good league. Oliver had a little bit more experience than the other two because he played with the in the men's world championships and has seen some of the pro challenge already. But again, American League's a very good league. But Oliver's getting off to a good start. Maybe not as many points as he would have probably liked to because he is a goal scorer. But I saw the game yesterday, and he's creating opportunities and getting into the scoring areas, and we know that he'll score. So you know, he just needs to learn the pro game, and the numbers will come again once he gets chances. He's just too good of a shooter not to get some goals, and his confidence gets going here with a few successful games. We're sure that he's back on track with that department as well, and we're not so worried about that. Just here's another young guy. It sounds like a cliche because I keep repeating it, but another guy who just needs to get used to the American Hockey League first, and build on his game and build on his confidence, and sometime in the near future he'll get his first taste of the NHL.
Yeah, I love his stick and puck control, and some people who are worried about his size, it's hard to hit a moving target. That's what I always say.
Yeah, he's a slippery player, that's for sure. And despite he's about 185 pounds right now, but he's very strong in his skates. He's got great balance, and we call hockey strong. It's not always seen in so much in the weight room, but this guy can his hard to knock off the puck, and he can protect it well too, despite the I don't know if you could call it average size, but he's not a big guy, but he's very strong for his size.
Yarmer, we want to thank you very much for coming on our show. We always appreciate your insight, and good luck through the rest of the season.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me, guys.
As Yarmo Kekalainen, general manager of the Columbus Blue Jackets, Russ and I are going to take a quick break, and we'll come back right after these important messages.